What are the biggest drivers of our time management, our priority management, and are they effective or are they limiting us? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. My name is Alex. So glad that you are here. My goal is to help you break through any self-imposed limits. Better finances, more opportunities, better, stronger relationships, more happiness, peace, and joy in your life. Breaking through those mental limits that we all have. We face real adversity, real obstacles, real challenges in this world. Some of the biggest ones are the ones we create in our own minds. I want to help you with those. Today we're talking about time management, which is really about priorities. An acuity training group in the United Kingdom did a study on time management. What drove most people's time management? What drove their priorities, especially in the workplace, is what we're talking about today. We all have work. We all do some sort of work, whether we go to an office, work from home, independent contractor, entrepreneur, business owner, wherever you're at, we all are dealing with the same 24 hours in a day. And when it comes to being limitless and setting limits in our lives, time is one of the biggest areas where we can release limits or set limits and put great limitations on ourselves. Time is a finite resource. You cannot get it back. You cannot make more of it. Relationships are critical. Opportunities, seizing the day. But it all revolves around how we spend our time. And I have found that most people are using time like a boat in a river. They're just letting it take you wherever it takes you. They're just going with the flow. They're not being intentional and purposeful about their time. Even executives I've worked with have not been good stewards of their time and priority management. If you've ever worked with somebody where you needed a little bit of their time, but their priorities were out of whack, it could be very frustrating. It hurts productivity. It hurts morale. And in the workplace, it ends up hurting retention. It creates attrition. We do not want to work in an environment that's helter-skelter, crazy for no reason. We're going to deal with challenges. We're going to deal with emergencies and things that become high priority, urgent. But if everything's urgent, then nothing is urgent. And manufactured drama can reign king in the workplace. So Acuity Training Group in the UK did this study. And they found the three biggest drivers of most people's priority and time management in the workplace were emails, meetings, and the fire of the day, the biggest issue of the day that comes up that day like an emergency room. So emails, meetings, and the fire of the day, the drama of the day, the urgent issue of the day. These were the things that controlled most people's times. They built their day around these three things. Now, the same study also found that the three ways that were least effective to drive your time and priorities to get more done, to have more job satisfaction, they found the worst ways to steward and manage your time and priorities were email, meetings, and the fire of the day. So how most people are managing their work lives and their productivity and their time are the least effective. I think we've all been guilty of it. I can say I've been guilty of it. It's glued to your email, glued to my email, letting meetings control the day, letting the fire of the day that isn't a real fire, it's manufactured drama, derail you. And it feels like when you have to deal with something stressful that's manufactured, that's not real, that makes people panic, this manufactured drama, when you have to deal with it, let's say you deal with it for 2 hours, it feels like it steals 6 hours. Like whatever time you spend in the fire of the day, and I'm not talking about a real fire. If the building's burning, obviously we exit. Or if it's a real challenge, we might lose a customer unless we do this. It's a real issue. We rise to the occasion most of the time. We face a real issue. But when it's manufactured, if we spend 2 hours on it, it feels like it takes 6 hours. It drains us. It steals our energy. And meetings are made for us to be more efficient. The goal of meetings is to make a decision, get closer to a decision, and to compress communication, to make it easier. Emails are designed to make our work lives easier. Mass communication that we can get to people almost instantaneously. Yet, have you ever been in a situation where emails are going back and forth, they're misconstrued, they're getting longer, where you're losing time on emails when it could have been just a simple conversation? I know what it's like to fall into these traps. I know what it's like to let these things become priorities. I know what it's like to have to work around these situations. So what do we do with our time management? Today, some really simple ways to improve our priority and time management in the workplace. Because let's face it, whatever work we do impacts our personal life, impacts our finances, our opportunities, our relationships, our joy, our limits. Our time is so important. So let's start with meetings. Meetings, again, are designed to make decisions, to move us closer to a decision, to compress and make communication easier. Remember those things. Meetings should have an agenda. They should have a time limit. They should start on time. And they shouldn't wander. Meetings should make our life easier. And if they're not, cancel them or redesign them or say no. Block out parts of your day when you're not going to have meetings if you're able. Have you ever worked in a company where there were people whose only job it was to schedule meetings, take notes in meetings, record meetings? They want meetings because it feels like job security to them. Or there's meetings because we don't know what else to do. Let's schedule a meeting. It takes time. It feels busy, but it's rocking chair activity. You know what rocking chair activity is? It's in a rocking chair, a whole lot of motion in a rocking chair, but you're not going anywhere. There's no productivity. Meetings should be productive. And if they're not, say something. If you're running meetings, make them productive. Start them on time. Keep them on time. Have an agenda. Keep them focused. And remember, the goal is to make a decision, move closer to a decision, or compress time and communication. Meetings, when there's been study after study of organizations, of what drives job dissatisfaction, which what people say hurts their productivity, meetings is always in the top two. We have too many meetings. People have complaints about their jobs. Usually the top three complaints in the top three complaints are meetings, too many meetings. Meetings are inherently good. They should be good things. Keep this in mind. Next, emails. Email's a good thing. One of the best things you can do with email is not stay glued to it and let email dictate your priorities. You may be in a situation where you have to answer email on the regular and it has to be timely. No worries. But it shouldn't dictate your day unless it's your only job. We've all worked with people, and I have fallen into this trap where email is dictating my day, just like this study shows that it was driving my time management, which was a lack of time management. Staying glued to my email or letting the most recent email come in drive my time management. My friends, take the wheel when it comes to your time management, especially with email management. Check email only in certain times of the day if you can. Create a system so you know when emails are urgent or they're not, and then you don't have to respond to everything right away. Set boundaries with your responses. Many of us feel like we have to respond right away to every email. And then it becomes a culture where everyone has to respond to email and it hurts productivity, it hurts time management. There's nothing wrong with waiting to respond to an email when it's a good time for you, as long as it's timely and you're still getting the answer. In fact, many times it makes more sense to wait to answer an email so that we can be more thoughtful. We can do more research. We can have a better answer. We can contribute. Be very mindful of how you're using email. And today, I don't want to dictate you. I don't want to tell you what to do. What I want to do is make you aware of these. The last is the fire of the day. And this drains us. This steals our time. It hurts our energy. Be very mindful of this. I worked with a gal a long time ago. When there was the fire of the day, the drama of the day, she would say, "Did somebody die?" Of course, nobody had died. No, nobody died. Okay, is this a real emergency? Because there are real urgent issues in the workplace, but most of the drama of the day is manufactured so people feel important, or they just don't have anything better to do. Do not let this derail you. You are in control of your time. And if you're in a situation where you have to deal with these drama issues, say something. You don't have to be mean-spirited about it, but have a calm, peaceful, thoughtful communication, discussion with somebody about what this does to your day. I dealt with one of these just a couple days ago. Fire of the day, big uproar. I ignored it. It drove people crazy that I ignored it. However, I did come around. I did help wherever I could, but I couldn't let this derail my productivity. I had other situations that needed attention that were actually driving results. And that's what this is about, is results. When you feel like you're achieving things in your work, you're accomplishing things, you're getting results, that's when we feel powerful. We feel productive. That's when our priorities align. We're satisfied in our work. And if you're in a position of leadership, I want you to take a little bit of time today to work on your leadership and say, what is driving my time management? How can I have more effective meetings? Is my group using email effectively? Are we letting manufactured drama and the fire of the day control our priorities? And on a personal level, when it comes to limitations, one of the biggest limits we can set is letting other factors and other people control our time. There are times we have to fall in line. We have to abide by other people's schedules. Nothing wrong with that. However, make sure you are taking time for yourself, because I hear this all the time. I'm too busy to do blank. I'm too busy to work out in the morning. I'm too busy to journal. I'm too busy to meditate. I'm too busy to take time for myself. I'm too busy to learn new skills. I'm too busy to exercise. I'm too busy to do the things that I love. So when I get home or I'm done working, I collapse and I watch television for 4 hours and I feel worse about myself. My friends, your time is precious. It is a finite commodity. Own it. And that might mean your work time might not be in your hands. A good portion of the day might be somewhat out of your control or fully out of your control. So control what you can. One of the greatest things I've done in my life is set aside my first hour of the day for my time, my journaling time. I do stretching. I do exercises. I do reflection. Every day, the first hour of the day, I find this grounds me. This brings me peace. This helps me reflect on the day and be a better steward of my time. Most of us are throwing our boat in the river of time and just letting it take us where it takes us instead of taking the wheel of the boat. I want to make you aware today that most people and most organizations are driven their time management and priorities by email, meetings, and the fire of the day. These things are not inherently bad. It's how we use them. Meetings should be helpful. Emails should be a powerful, useful, productive tool. In urgent issues, we should be ready for them and we should rise to the occasion. But if your organization is dealing with manufactured drama that aren't real emergencies, then you're going to find yourself with low morale, low job satisfaction, low employee retention. And it's going to hurt productivity and results. Many organizations are run like an emergency room. An emergency room is good. If you break a leg, you're going to an emergency room. They reset the bone. If you've got trauma, you go to an emergency room. What an emergency room is not good at is planning. They don't plan. They deal with whatever comes their way. When we treat our work life like that, how can we possibly be forward thinkers, leaders, and good stewards of our time? An emergency room deals with whatever is thrown at it. And there are times we have roles and jobs and positions when that is the nature of it. But for most of us, we need to be better stewards of our time and stop running our lives, our jobs, our positions, our leadership like an emergency room. Instead, be better planners, better stewards of our time, better with priorities and organization, better with setting boundaries and saying no. Better with our energy, because the more We use time and priorities and technology to help those things. The more we're good with those, the more energy we're going to have. The more we can sow into others, the better results we can get, the more productive we are, the happier we are. And I always say this about the sales teams I build. Happy people sell more. This isn't for them. It's for me. It's for the leadership of the team. Happy people sell more. There's a lot of talk about culture, employee culture, company culture, organizational culture, departmental culture. And for me, culture is a reflection of how people feel about their role, how people feel about their company, how people feel about their leadership, and how engaged they are because of those factors. And if we're running people ragged with our time management, if it's poor, we're going to get poor results. We're going to have burnout. We're going to have stress. We're going to have anxiety. And there's enough of that in the world. Today, I want to make you aware that some of the biggest drivers of our time management, email, meetings, and the fire of the day, need some attention, because these are good things, or they can be good things when used correctly. But if we let time take us where it wants to take us, we're never going to feel satisfied. We're never going to accomplish what we want to accomplish. So I want to make you aware of your time management today. Where do you need an adjustment? Application today. Three pieces of application. Number one, email. How can you use email better? Maybe set boundaries, maybe set some time limits, maybe set some time periods, time blocking, where you use email more effectively. Maybe you're jumping to respond. Maybe email is dictating your day and it doesn't need to. Where can you be better with email? Number two, meetings. If you're in charge of meetings, if you're contributing in meetings, how can you make your meetings more effective? Because meetings should get us closer to a decision or bring us to a decision, action points, and compress time and communication. And number three, the fire of the day. Are you feeding into manufactured drama? Does your group or organization have a vision so they know where they're headed so they don't get stuck in rocking chair activity? Activity is not results. It takes activity to get results, but many organizations, many departments, it's butts in seats. If everybody's sitting there and it looks like they're working, then they're working. But are they really accomplishing things? Because when we accomplish things, we move closer to results. We feel good about what we do. We feel accomplished. All of us want achievement, especially in our work. It plays such a huge role in our time, in our limitations, in our lives. Those three areas, how can you be better with your priorities and your time management? I want to make you aware today, because when you're a better steward of your time, when you understand your priorities, you prioritize them, you set boundaries, you'll be more productive, you'll get better results, you'll be happier, and you will be limitless.